With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. During his first term in 2017, President Trump signed into law the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, historic economic achievement and long overdue reform for the U.S. tax code. Now, the move had numerous benefits, with families, farmers, and businesses getting tax relief. But without congressional action now, those financial benefits will soon expire.
December 31st is the date when the Trump tax cuts will expire. So we have been working on Tax Cuts and Jobs Act accountability reinforcement since 2017, since the idea was first introduced.
Ashley Klingensmith with Americans for Prosperity.
If they are not renewed, we are talking about a $4 trillion tax hike over the next decade. At AFP, we are in communities year-round, 365 days a year, 21 years running now, and we meet people where they are.
Also at srnnews.com, Ukraine says Russia's attacks continue despite the Easter promise of a ceasefire that never came about, they say.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered an Easter message to his people, telling them we know what we're defending and fighting for, and to not lose faith. Ukrainians in Lukashivka gathered outside the ruins of a damaged church to bless Easter cakes, but Olha Rudino, who prepared her basket of Easter cakes for blessing, said she doesn't believe in a ceasefire and that believing in a ceasefire is deceiving yourself, and Rudino has reason for her distrust. President Zelensky said Sunday morning that despite Russia's announcement of a ceasefire, there have been dozens of instances of Russian shelling and dozens of drone strikes. I'm Donna Water.
And this is SRN News. Well, Christian practices and pro-life opinions are linked.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, the more frequently an American goes to church, the more likely it is that he opposes abortion. People who pray regularly are also more likely to be pro-life, as are those who read the Bible on a regular basis. The poll seems to indicate that the more a person practices his Christian faith, the more he will come to the conclusion that unborn babies are living human beings whose lives need to be protected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nation's 9,000 Catholic employers do not need to abide by federal regulations requiring accommodations for workers who seek abortions. That's a ruling issued this week by a federal judge in North Dakota. Catholic Benefits Association and Bismarck Diocese filed suit last year challenging the Biden administration's EEOC regulations on implementing the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. This is SRN News. ER hospital visits facing tough scrutiny.
An Associated Press and Side Effects Public Media data analysis shows one in six visits to the emergency department in 2022 that resulted in hospital admission had a wait of 4 or more hours. The analysis also showed 50% of patients who were boarded for any length of time were 65 and older. ER boarding is a symptom of the U.S. healthcare system's struggles. Experts warn the boarding issue will worsen as the number of people 65 and older in the U.S. with dementia grows in the coming decades. John Scott reporting.
NBA coach Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs continues resting at home following a medical incident this past week in a restaurant. He became ill and did spend a little time in the hospital. Officials now say he is doing much better, although he did miss most of the season while recovering from a mild stroke. More details at srnnews.com.